On the show today, we have Summit Credit Union's very own Amy Crow talking about Season 12 of Project Money Challenge. Some great stuff here. And who's going to win the $10,000 grand prize? Check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Summit Credit Union's very own Amy Crow. How you doing, Amy?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Doing well, Good. Indeed. And you guys are well on your way to another Project Money competition. Should we call it a competition, or what do we call it? What's the official name here?
Project Money Challenge is good.
Okay, I like that. So, I mean, just step back a little bit. How many years have you guys been doing this? Because it might be new to a lot of folks.
Yeah, so this is the 12th season of Project Money. So it's been a fantastic ride, and we have 44 participants who have gone through our program over the last 12 years, working with a financial coach. And do you want to know their total cumulative savings increases and debt decreases?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have these numbers for you.
Sure.
So we did last year with the cumulative of 11 years last year, 44 participants, $450,000 cumulative over the 12 years of a savings increase.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I know.
Done.
Yes. So 7 months times 12 years times our participants, $450,000.
That's an amazing number. Yes. And to step back a little bit here, I mean, because these numbers are amazing, obviously. So give us a quick lay of the land of what Project Money, because there might be a few new people. A few people that this is new to. So give us a quick lay of the land here.
Of course. So Project Money is really a reality-based financial challenge where we have four participants work with a financial coach over the 7 months that I just talked about. And then they dramatically increase their savings, reduce their debt, and improve their overall financial wellness. Because most of the people come to us and they're living paycheck to paycheck and they're not achieving any of their financial goals.
Right.
And typically, you know, we get about 150 people applying every year to Project Money. And to me, that is a statement of courage. It really is, because money is often so hard to talk about. And then to put yourself out there into a public program, because for us, Project Money is a community education program. We have a TV partnership, and it definitely is them revealing all of their successes and challenges with their finances to the general public.
Yeah.
So it's a thing. Yeah.
Well, and putting yourself out there, being totally transparent with your finances and stuff like that, there's instant accountability, I guess, because you have an audience there and they are watching to see what you're doing. So the accountability is like right there off the bat, right?
It is. And a lot of times during our interview process, our applicants say, I just need the public part of it to hold me accountable to doing it. And what's great too, and I skip ahead a little bit in conversations about Project Money, but we have them post on their personal social media pages. So whether it's Facebook or Instagram, about their successes and what they're going through, their friends and family rally around them. And it really is changing the conversation about money in our culture from one of shame and one of embarrassment and one of, I better not ask that question or someone's going to judge me, to really an empowering, courageous conversation where you're seeking out answers in a safe environment and you're being supported by your family and friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what we've seen over the past 12 years in this program. Mm-hmm. You know, year one was like, let's see how much increase in savings and decrease in debt we could have.
Yeah.
But it really turned into a financial behavior change program for these folks, because what they've been able to do over 7 months being held accountable, kind of like you said, they're lifelong changes. And in some cases, they're going to be generational changes for people and their families and money, and even how their kids will be dealing with money in the future because of the things that they've learned.
Yeah, no doubt. And a lot of times, I mean, I don't know what it was like when you were in school. When I was growing up in school, the only financial stuff that we ever learned was like balancing a checkbook. That was pretty much it. And who uses a checkbook anymore? So you're trying to kind of release out into the wild with no training or no coaching or anything like that. It's like, are you kidding me? So now this is probably a godsend for a lot of people.
It is, because they start using the technology that they obviously weren't taught in high school because of their ages and different things like that, right. Whether they're using an app, whether they're using, you know, a budgeting Excel spreadsheet, which we have them do, whether they're using a credit union resource like online banking, and if they have something integrated into it, like we have a Climber tool that gives them goals and it helps them track their expenses through categorization and all of those types of things. Yeah. So it really kind of helps them be held accountable to using the financial tools that are out there that, like you said, when we were in school, we learned how to balance the checkbook, but that was about it. And now you can choose so many different things when you're looking to manage your finances. Yeah. So
let's look at it from the credit union's perspective. What exactly do you, obviously you guys provide the financial coaching and the platform and all this type of stuff. What else do you guys do to kind of really promote this and foster it and help these folks out?
So I talked a second ago about our television partnership, and we partner with a local NBC 15 affiliate in Madison, and they've been our partner for several years now, and they are so great. They come to our awards ceremony at the end of the program in February, and they're live tweeting the results. I mean, it is the coolest thing ever. Our anchors are so sweet and so kind to our participants and really make them feel very comfortable when they are literally going on the news. So what we do is we roll this out in July, and so it's upcoming. The program is live on our website right now at summitcreditunion.com, but we promote the live bi-weekly television interviews, and we rotate through all four participants from July until December. And then in January, their coaches go on and talk about them. And then we award, I forgot to tell everybody, there's $10,000 on the line. Like, we give out $10,000 to the participant family that increases their savings and reduces their debt the most compared to their gross income. Okay. And there's a weighted, you know, average in there and a whole system for the contest part of it, right? And then the other three get $2,500. So the television partnership is really important. We have blogs that they do weekly on our website at summitcreditunion.com. And then we have them also post weekly on their personal pages to kind of bring that community and bring all their family and friends to be very supportive of their journey and to learn along the way. So we've created these little pockets. We kind of have their friends and family pocket helping them along the way and supporting them and learning as they go, right? And then we also have our membership through our blogs, learning as they go, because we'll do e-newsletter updates and stuff. And then we have the general public with NBC 15. And I have to share with you, when they put the videos on their websites from the interviews throughout the time, we had 800 plus people watching the videos on NBC 15's website after the fact, right?
Wow.
We had 3,000 individual story views on NBC 15. So think about that. That's 4,000 plus people that were impacted by that television partnership that we do. And then they had some other statistics along the way. And then our blog posts for the whole year last year was 26,000 page views.
Good grief.
So right? And that's 30,000 people that were impacted by some way, shape, or form in terms of the Project Money program. And that's not even the viewership of the bi-weekly television spots, because they're on the 5 o'clock news live, which is always, you know, a little fun for the participants. But like I said, the anchors make it really comfortable. So
I would think so. Yeah. And it's fun. And, but there's so much education behind it. Do the viewers, do they get kind of a taste of the education as well? Are they like, hey, here's what you do in this situation, that type of stuff. So they get something out of it as well, besides rooting for their team or their person.
Yes, absolutely. So what we do is internally at the credit union, our marketing department, we'll look at the blogs and then we'll pick one, share that with the anchors, and the anchors will formulate questions for that, you know, 2 minute slot, being like, hey, we noticed you saved $1,500 in the last 3 months since the last time we talked to you. Yeah. How did you do it? And they'll give like three specific talking points on what they did, whether it was setting up an automatic transfer, whether it was, you know, meal planning and not eating out at all. Mm-hmm. It's those types of tips, everything from the consumer-driven spending tips to how they use the product and service at the credit union to achieve the goal because something was automated or they opened up another account that they hadn't opened up before, only for a vacation, right? And so it wasn't tempting to spend out of that account because it was labeled vacation. And so it's really those organic and really authentic tips that are being shared on the news and through their blogs.
Oh, that's huge. All right, yeah. I have to ask this question. Has there been any impact on this contest or the challenge from the pandemic? I mean, has it changed anything, or how has that influenced it, or at all?
It's even been more important that the Project Money program is here and it's visible, and that we're going to kick it off to the NBC audience in a couple weeks, because of the fact that COVID has really dramatically changed people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just to put aside, we did all of our interviews virtually this year. And so that was one change that we had. Usually I get to sit in a room and meet them and interview them, and they're sharing their entire life financial story with me, having never met me before. But then it really became a virtual experience. And so we did a lot of Zoom calls where we did the interviews this way. So that was the big change this year. But we knew it was something that just, it was so relevant and so timely, because people just, they stopped spending their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a completely different opportunity for people to reassess their budgets, especially for our participants, because some of them, you know, maybe they had some hours cut, maybe they were working from home now, and the grocery bill actually increased.
Oh, yeah.
Their eating out decreased, but the grocery bill increased because the kids were out of school and there was no, you know, the restaurants were shut down for so long and different things like that. So when you're looking at trends and habits of how we lived our lives pre-COVID to how we're living our lives now, Project Money in this time is a huge opportunity for anyone to look at their finances and say, what did I do before? And what am I doing now? And what can I do in the future?
Right.
So really, when you ask me that question, it really is a phenomenal opportunity for people to look at their habits and determine if they were really what was important to them, or if they were just living lives of convenience.
Yeah, yeah. Totally a perfect time to reassess and
get things
going in the right direction, for sure. And so how do you see it? How do you see this challenge contest? How do you see it benefiting your credit union and even your members? Because I'm looking at it from an education standpoint. My gosh, I mean, it's just off the charts for educating people at that. What else do you see? How else do you see it benefiting your credit union and the members?
People walk into our branches and they say, I want to do what that person on Project Money did this past year.
Ah, okay.
And it inspires them. Or they call us and they say, hey, I saw something on NBC 15. What's this thing about how you can put your credit card debt in a car loan? Of course, they're talking about a cash out, refinancing your car loan.
Yeah.
But it really becomes one of those things where the credit union has created a buzz about not only how we treat money in our society, but how we ask questions about money and whether or not we reach out to the resources that are trusted in terms of financial resources. So for the credit union, it really becomes, it's exciting when somebody walks into our branch and says, hey, I saw that on TV.
Yeah.
I want to do the same thing. And we're like, you don't have to wait till the next application period. We can do this with you right now. It doesn't have to be over 7 months. You know, we do this for a lifetime for our members, really. And it really is one of those things where it's an exciting opportunity to share the credit union difference about how credit unions are formed in serving their members for their entire lifetimes. You know, whether that is, you know, doing something in your 20s or your 30s, or if you're ready for retirement, it really shares with people that credit unions can help them through anything that they're dealing with, especially now.
Yeah, especially now. And to have the credit union at the foundation of all of this, you know, and to really, really kind of show what you guys can do for these folks that are the contestants, I guess, really is a great example of what you guys can do for anybody, for that matter.
Yeah, it's definitely not the typical bank experience that people think is out there in, you know, our culture. Mm-hmm. It really highlights and shows, you know, what someone can do to really bring money to their lives in a really wealth building type of way.
And so when does the challenge end? When do we get a winner?
Okay. So we typically announce our winners late February, early March.
Okay.
But the contest ends for the participants right after Christmas.
Oh.
And that's always interesting, because it's one of the first things that our coaches ask them about is, how much do you spend on Christmas? Because we need to start planning now in June.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of having to put that on their credit cards, because it's just, that's part of the change in how they balance their finances in the past, right? Anything that you might have put on a credit card, we're changing that thinking into an active savings mindset, right?
Yeah.
And so we do have them have them finish right after Christmas.
I gotcha. All right. Well, we'll be sitting on pins and needles for that one for sure. I love stories like this, and I love it that credit unions are really the spearhead here. And it's just really to see and the reaction that you're getting, and even the news is getting involved in too. It's really cool to see the local station there getting involved too. So that's says a lot about what you guys are doing there. All right. Where can folks go check it out and kind of root for their favorite candidate or?
Oh, yes.
Team member, whatever, family, people.
So they can go to summitcreditunion.com, click Money Smarts, and find Project Money. Okay. Then you can find everything that you need there. And I do want to tell you what the debt reduction was, because I didn't get a chance to tell you that. Total debt reduction is $481,000over the lifetime of our program.
I think that's even more phenomenal than the savings.
Oh, yeah. And get this from last year. I'll give you last year's four participant totals. Savings increase for the four participants was $80,000 in 7 months combined, right?
Yeah.
And then the debt decrease was $62,000.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's such great news.
And those participants thought they were living paycheck to paycheck. But with coaching, accountability, the courage to ask questions, and a change in their mindset and behaviors, they were able to accomplish amazing things in 7 months.
And it also kind of changes your philosophy and just gives you a lot more when you have that, when you're not living paycheck to paycheck anymore, when you have that cushion in your account, you know, and your debt is going down. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It just changes, like you said, your whole mindset on things. You just think differently about money. It's not this painful thing anymore.
Anything becomes possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, very cool stuff, Amy. Anything else to wrap up here? Any final words here or any directions or anything like that that you can provide?
We are super excited to kick off season 12, and I'll give you the website again to check it out. It's summitcreditunion.com.
All righty. Well, we'll put that link right in the show notes so people can get right to it. Choose their favorite team and cheer them on till Christmas.
That's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, Amy. Yeah, thank you guys for doing this every year. So this is really good stuff.